We opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home. Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
We get ready to move to the second half. I understand I was calling Coach Leonard Coach Husky in the first half, so I want to apologize to Coach Husky for that. Mitch and Sabadell walking off the court, and I looked down, and Mitch was standing down there, and I guess I just said Husky instead of Leonard, so, Mitch, I'm sorry. We get the second half underway. It's going to be Marion with the basketball. That first half, we had a couple of lead changes, a couple of ties. Marion was down 5-3, used a 7-0 run, and they have not trailed since then. Mountain Home in a man-to-man defensively, played some zone in that first half. Inside along the baseline, Williams drives. Ball is going to be knocked out of bounds. It's going to be off Mountain Home. Marion will keep it. .738 left in this third quarter. Inside McAdory. She'll score and a foul. The foul is going to be charged to Hannah Fife for her first. First foul this half against Mountain Home. McAdory with 7 points on the night. She'll go to the free throw line where she's one of two this evening. Free throw is missed. And it's Foreman with the rebound underneath for Mountain Home, her eighth board of the night. So a 6-point lead for Marion, 18 to 12. Left wing for Mountain Home is Husky. The pick and roll to Tabor. The ball tipped and out of bounds. Mountain Home will keep it. Bloody Bombers will inbound left baseline under their basket. 7:19 left in this third quarter. Walker left corner brings it back out top with the dribble. Tabor with it out top to Husky now. Looking for Pfeiffer in the right corner. Foreman trying to post up inside. Husky brings the dribble to the right side. Backdoor cut by Pfeiffer to the right block. Shot blocked underneath, and Marion comes up with the basketball. That's Milo with it. She'll work it up ahead. 6:54 left in this third quarter. Lady Bombers ice cold from the floor in that second quarter. They only had one field goal. That was a three by Pfeiffer. 6:39 to go in the third. Left side top of the key is Williams. McAdory has it right side. Back out top it comes on the left side. This is Williams with it again. Montgomery in the corner. Back to Williams. They continue to look for McAdory. They've got Tabor guarding her. Shot from the corner. Missed by Montgomery. And Walker with the rebound for Mountain Home. Up ahead to Husky. The three will not go. And the rebound belongs to Marion. That's Montgomery with her fifth. Quickly into the front court. Gives it up left side. And the layup good by Milo. 20 to 12. Marion with the lead. 5:55 left in this third quarter. Mount Holmes getting ready to talk things over. They call a timeout. 5:49 to play in the third. Marion's opened up an 8-point lead, 20-12. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
5:49 left in this third quarter. Marion with an 8-point lead now. It's 20-12. Mountain Home using their second timeout. Both their 30s are gone. They've got three fulls left. Walker gives it up to Pfeiffer on the right side. Defender falls off. She misses the three. And the rebound to Milo on the backside. I don't know what Marion was doing, but the defender stepped away from her and left her wide open. Steal inside by Mountain Home as Foreman picks off the pass. Five Marion turnovers now. Pfeiffer steps out of bounds with the dribble. Nine turnovers by Mountain Home. She was working in front of the Mountain Home bench. Stepped out of bounds with it. Marion leads it by eight with the basketball. 5:15 left in the third. These teams playing for a first-round bye in the state tournament. Left side jumper is going to be missed. Foul underneath as Husky gets pushed to the ground. And the foul's on McAdory. That's going to be her second. That's her second first foul this half against Marion. So the Lady Bombers will have it. .447 left third quarter. Husky works right side. Backdoor cut to Tabor. Ball knocked away. Picked back up by Husky. Yep, she walked with the basketball. 10 turnovers by Mountain Home. And I talked about the physicality in this game. And it shows that Mountain Home has not played a physical team like Marion in a while. They did early on in the season. But it's been a while since they played a team as physical as Marion. I mean, they are bumping bodies. They're up in your face. And Mountain Home's had a tough time adjusting so far. Down by eight. Left side, this is Montgomery. Looks in for McAdory. She scores. Got free inside. 9 points for McAdory on the night. It's a double-digit lead, 22-12 for Marion, as they've scored the first 6 points of this third quarter. Pfeiffer works out top. Looks inside. Here's Foreman missing. Tabor the rebound. Foreman runs into her. Tabor misses the shot. And the rebound to the Lady Patriots. And now we've got a foul at the other end against Mountain Home. This is on Hannah Pfeiffer. It's her second. And the foul is going to send Tashley Milo to the free throw line. She has 4 points on the evening. She'll shoot a couple here. First one, high arching shot is good. She has another one with 3:51 left in the third. This one is missed, and it's Martin with the rebound. Emma's first rebound of the evening. An 11-point Marion lead with 3:42 to play. And a steal out top. Mountain Home turns it over. Layup at the other end is good by Williams. It's a 9-0 run by Marion. And Mountain Home takes another timeout. 3:31 left in this third quarter. Marion leads it 25-12. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
3:31 left in the third. Marion opening the second half with a 9-0 run. They've opened up a 13-point lead now. Mountain Home looking for their first points of this third quarter. They only scored four in the second quarter. They've gone ice cold from the field. Pfeiffer, right side, top of the key. Foreman with it. Left side, it goes to Martin now. Works off the pick to the free throw line. Back to Tabor. Right side, Walker now for Mountain Home. It's Foreman out top. Now Pfeiffer working off the pick. Open for the three and good. Mountain Home needed that one. It takes 4:59 before Mountain Home scores in this third quarter. Lady Bombers in a zone defensively. 2:47 left in the third. Marion leads it 25-15. Ball knocked away out of bounds, stays with Marion. Husky back in for Mountain Home. Martin will come out with 2:37 left in this third. Marion led by four at the break. Push it to 13 here in this third quarter. A drive by Montgomery and a foul against Mountain Home. It's on Anna Grace Foreman. That's her second. Second foul. This make it the third foul this half against Mountain Home. Montgomery at the line to shoot a couple here. First one is good. Montgomery has one more here with 2:34 left in the third. This one is good as well. 27-15. Marion with the lead, and now full court pressure by the Lady Patriots. It's full court man-to-man. Husky handles it herself. She works it into the front court. Right side with the dribble to the baseline. Attacking the basket, right side. It won't go. McAdory the rebound. The outlet pass to a wide open Milo. The drive and the layup is good. It's a 14-point lead now, 29-15. Lady Bombers won the first matchup of these teams by 18, but that was over 3 months ago. Talking to Dell before the game, he talked about how much improved this Marion team is and where we're seeing it tonight. Here's Pfeiffer, open left side, three won't go. Rebound Tabor inside for the Lady Bombers. Out top of three, good by Husky. Her first points of the ball game. 29-18 with 1:30 left in this third quarter. Marion content to hold the basketball right now. There's 1:24 left in the quarter. They're going to stay in the holder. That's a pretty good move by Coach Johnson. Mountain Home's going to come out and play some defense. Are they going to guard him or not? Yeah, I think they are. They're going to come out. They're not going to let Marion just stand and hold the basketball. 1 minute left in this third quarter. Out top with the left side. Davey had it. Now Milo once again in the corner. Montgomery trying to drive. Brings it back out top. Left side top of the key. Williams. Now between the circles is Milo with 45 seconds left. At home, trying to trap the basketball. Marion trying to run out the last minute 20 of the third quarter. Driving right side, Milo. Shot is missed. Rebound, Mountain Home. Husky has it for the Lady Bombers. That's her third board. Ball knocked away in the backcourt, out of bounds off Marion. Lady Bombers will keep it. Harney checks back in now for Marion.
Bottom.
25 seconds left in the third. Lady Bombers are down 11 with the basketball. Walker left side. Brings it back to Pfeiffer, the three, air ball. Tabor, or rather it's Foreman, hustling underneath for the rebound. Kicks it out to Husky. Her three won't go. Rebound by Montgomery underneath. Into the front court. Ball knocked away, out of bounds. Oh, they're going to give it to Mountain Home. Well, that was two girls battling for the basketball. They both run into each other. No call. They're going to say it's off Marion. So Mountain Home gets it back with 2.2 seconds left, a length of the floor to travel. Tabor, she walked with the basketball. You cannot take steps when you're inbounding unless it's after a made basket. If you're inbounding after a dead ball like that, you have to hold your spot. She started taking steps like it was after a made basket. So Marion gets the ball back now. 2.2 to play. Taken away by Husky. And the quarter will come to an end. Marion with an 11-point lead going into the fourth quarter, 29-18. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7.
63 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity.